I'd never had Chinese and was looking forward to sampling some when a nugget of twisty language snagged my attention. I say, could you go over that again? The shadow appeared to stiffen as if I had insulted it. Other shadows swirled round me. Which part? Just that last bit. The last bit. It seemed the black entities were glancing at one another. Yes, could you back up a few sentences? The nameless shadow took a moment to gather itself and then went on in an aggrieved tone, growing darker, if that was possible, although clearly it was not, but it happened. Regardless, it huffed,
something, something, hideous secrets unknowable.
A little further along, I think. The anonymous shadow curved toward me, glaring. Or it felt similar to being given a good glaring at.
You acknowledge and understand that when assigned a mission to the physical realm, due to the laws and regulations currently in effect in that dimension, the nacreous and amazingly lifelike fleshy substance that gives you corporeal form can be destroyed, up to and including your immortal unsoul, which may be utterly obliterated with no hope of restoration or recompense.
Yes, that's the part.
What of it?
I'm not really keen on that. I didn't know our kind could be annihilated in their reality. I knew that we would be discomforted. Oh, the wailing and the shrieking that my people, if you'll excuse the term, could produce. And that part about an immortal unsoul, it was the most transparent of sops to our superstitious elders. Long may they terrorize us.
Do you imagine that this is a game?
Now the shadows encircled me. It was a rather chilly sort of gathering, come to think of it. Well, the fellows in the boardroom do refer to our work as the Great Game, so one naturally...
Silence!
That would have been the lead shadow, I suspect. When the floor beneath my hideous tree trunk-like hooves cracked, I took the statement as a command rather than a suggestion. The blackness swirled together. I thought I could see stars wheeling in new to me, and alien to most humans, skies, faintly shimmering in the living velvet of the members of the Department of Confusion.
Do you accept this dread commission, Nagla, sugar third class, of the realms where hope goes to die?
What could I actually do, really? Free will, as humans imagine they know it, is somewhat different in this place. We are free to choose how we might feel about certain circumstances, but when we are summoned or commanded to appear, appear we must. It was one of our laws, similar to your law of gravity. Acceptance was pro forma, as routine and unbendable as the 10-million-year Hubbard, which I was beginning to view in a much less forgiving light. Yes, of course, I sighed. Department C began to swirl round me in what humans thought of as a counterclockwise direction, while several known and a great deal many more nameless dimensions began to turn within, folding over themselves in a manner rather like a reality souffle. There I was, thinking of food again. I was going to regret missing lunch with Bug. The voices of the shades rose to a vibratory level previously unknown to me.
By the foul power of our dark masters, they began.
Wait, what? I say, hold on now. I've not even packed as much as a spare set of hoof trimmers. Bent to their task, the swirling blackness moved faster. What about my contact? How will I know them? And then, everything I knew was gone.